This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stake Beijing trip aimed at easing U.S.-China tensions after a huge, high-altitude Chinese balloon sailed across the U.S. on Friday, drawing severe Pentagon accusations of spying on sensitive military sites despite China's firm denials.
It was very important that we, of course, take the actions we did to protect any sensitive information, to protect our people, and to make clear to China that, again, this is an unacceptable as well as irresponsible action.
The balloon was spotted earlier over Montana, which is home to one of America's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. The United States and South Korea have been holding discussions this week on how to deal with South Korea's neighbor to the north. VOA's Marissa Milton.
South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin said after meeting U.S. top diplomat Antony Blinken on Friday that Seoul and Washington were committed to strengthening extended deterrence in relation to North Korea.
The ROK and the U.S. will continue our watertight coordination to achieve genuine peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Park and Blinken's meeting followed a visit to Seoul this week by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who vowed to expand military drills and boost nuclear deterrence planning to counter North Korea's weapons development and prevent a war. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
North African Sudanese officials say that the United States is increasing pressure on Middle East allies and power brokers in chaos-stricken Libya and Sudan to expel a Russian private military contractor. The Wagner Group has played a role in Libya's conflict, but has also been linked with a powerful Sudanese